I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is the political buzzword from In Focus. That's when Alabama Public Television's Don Daly gives this week's political forecast. So let's take a look at the political week ahead. Don Daly, welcome back for your buzzword, your political buzzword, and thank you so much for joining us from your Alabama Public Television office in the State House by Skype.
Carolyn, always a pleasure. Thanks as always for having me.
So, Don, with everything going on, what buzzword have you chosen?
Well, I've chosen two, actually, Christmas and COVID, because there are a lot of worries about what this extended Christmas holiday weekend that's coming up, the effects that it will have on our COVID numbers here in Alabama and, of course, across the country. We saw a significant surge in the numbers after all of the gatherings at Thanksgiving, and it's generally expected that we'll see a similar surge after the Christmas holiday because of extended large gatherings. The word from the State Health Department on up to national officials like Dr. Anthony Fauci is, stay home for Christmas. Don't gather with folks who are outside of your household. Avoid large gatherings. Look forward to gatherings in the future, but stay away from them during Christmas and the weekend after, because they would just serve, at least in these medical experts' minds, to further spread the virus, which is already being transmitted at an almost out-of-control level in the state. If you do decide to gather with those who live outside your household, you know, certain guidelines are being propelled forward, things like staying outside as much as you can. It may be too cold or the weather might not permit, but of course, ventilation is much better outside. And wear masks and social distance and keep your hands clean, all of the things that have been hammered home throughout this pandemic.
And it sounds like they're telling us not to relax, even though the vaccines are oncoming.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That's been one of the main themes as the vaccines have been rolled out, was we can't be lulled into a sense of confidence that now that the vaccines are here, that we can let our guard down, because we can't, because the worst is not past us by any stretch. The Pfizer vaccine, the Moderna vaccine that's coming offer a lot of hope and promise where this pandemic is concerned. But don't think you can stop all those good common sense health practices that you've been carrying out throughout the pandemic.
Don, is there any political news you'd like to get us up to date on?
Well, one COVID-related thing, and that is the Alabama Alcoholic Beverage Control Board met last week in an emergency session and brought back curbside alcohol sales in the state. That's sales of sealed, unopened containers, and curbside sales will be allowed through January 4th. Now, you remember that these came about one time before during the height of the pandemic, but they were stopped in mid-September after we started seeing sort of a lull in our COVID numbers. But now that they've started surging again and we're trying to keep people from gathering in large numbers and going out and congregating in large numbers, licensees and other restaurants and bars will be allowed to conduct curbside alcohol sales of sealed, unopened containers through January 4th. It seemed really as an economic measure to help prop up some of these businesses, at least in the short term.
And if people want to celebrate at home. Don, as 2020 draws to a close, we want to thank you for being an important part of In Focus and Troy Public Radio from your post at Alabama Public Television. And this will be our last broadcast until the new year.
Indeed. I want to wish everybody out there a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. It's a pleasure joining you each week, Carolyn, on Troy Public Radio. And thank you for having me as your guest every week. You know, a lot of programming, radio and television, will be different over the next 2 weeks as we deal with the holidays. Capital Journal actually will not be seen again until Friday, January the 8th, when we return with a new episode.
So, Don, I think January 8th is the time you and I will be getting back together for your news wrap on Troy Public Radio. And I want to alert the listeners that the NPR.org website is carrying our podcast, and just search for In Focus with Carolyn Hutchison, and you will be able to enjoy more of Don Daly on Troy Public Radio.
I'll check it out, too. Thanks for letting us know.
Thank you so much, Don, for making our 2020 a better year.
Carolyn, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everyone at Troy Public Radio and to all your listeners.
Thank you.